We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. We are in Shelot B'Tshuvot HaVedat, Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Bet. His question is, when you say in before Pesukei Dezimra in the Korbanot, so there's the Pesukim of Shema Yisrael, it's not actually Kriyat Shema, it's just the first line of Shema Yisrael. So do you have to have tefillin on at the time? Do you have to make sure to put on your tefillin before? Or, let's say you put on your tefillin when you come to Beit Knesset. Can you say all the korbanot at home, and then put on your tefillin when you come here and include Shema at home? Or is it appropriate to only say that Shema with tefillin? Now the question is, because Gemara in Brachot writes, Kola kore amar ula, kola kore kriyat Shema belot tefillin, if you read kriyat Shema without tefillin, ki'ilu he'id edut sheker ba'atzmo, it's as if you are giving false testimony. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, it's as if you brought a korban incompletely. Ola b'lo mincha, you bring a korban ola, the meat, but without the flour, or zevach korban shlamim, without the nisachim, without the wine. Something's incomplete. So let's analyze each one. So the first one is, if you say kriyat shema without tefillin, you're ki'ilu me'id edut sheker. You're giving false testimony. So Tosfot says why? Because in the Kriyat Shema it says Ukshartam Leot Al Yadecha Ve'ut Adafot Beinenecha, and you're not doing it. You could be doing it. You're not doing it. It's as if you're talking silliness. You say, I should be wearing tefillin, and you're not, but you could. So that's why it's considered to be a dut sheker. So they point out, but what?
The one
from the shachar. Oh, so it only has the first pasuk.
No, but it's not considered Kriyat Shema.
So. But you're still saying the words. You're saying the words, I should be wearing tefillin. So it's inappropriate to say that without tefillin. It's not about Kriyat Shema. It's not about Kriyat Shema. It's about saying, but you can't wear tefillin when you go to the Yishon. But I could wear tefillin in the morning. I'm just not. Meaning, on Shabbat also, I don't wear tefillin. But if it's a Zman tefillin, and you're not wearing tefillin, Me'idei du sheker b'atzmo. If you're only saying the first pasuk, so it doesn't print. No problem. If you're only saying the first pasuk, right, so there's no tefillin, no kshartam, there's no nothing. So you're good? If this is the only problem, so then if you just say the first pasuk, you're okay, because there's no edut sheker. If the edut sheker is you said, you should put on tefillin and you don't say it, so it's not a problem. So it shouldn't be a problem. Now, the Ramah points out, not an issue for our Neitz Minyan, but the Ramah points out, when you say Korbanot, you should really say the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema also, because who knows how long Shacharit is going to take. Maybe Shacharit is going to take so long that the Zman Kriyat Shema will pass. Okay, depends where you daven, but okay. If you're so worried that the Zman Kriyat Shema will pass, so then the Sefer Tosefet Shabbat says, then you need to put on tefillin. Meaning, if you're saying the first paragraph, you need it. But it's very clear that if you're not saying the first paragraph, you're only saying the first pasuk, you don't need it at all. So they said, fine. But Rabbi Yochanan said, that was ki'ilu me'idu du sheker b'atzmo. So what about ki'ilu hikriv zevach belo nisachim? What does that mean, zevach belo nisachim? Now we get into a whole technical discussion of korbanot. Zevach belo nisachim. Every korban shlamim needs to have wine brought along with it. Many korbanot need nisachim, wine brought with it. And if you don't, you're missing out on part of the mitzvah. But the problem is, if you have to bring a korban shlamim, when do you have to? So I bring a korban shlamim. I have to bring the nisachim. Fine. When do I have to bring them at the same time? Not exactly. You don't exactly need to bring them at the same time. You don't need to bring the nisachim the same time as the korban. You have a couple of days. You have a couple of days to bring it. So Tosfos like, no, you don't have a couple of days. It means if you didn't bring it at the time, you can still bring it for a couple of days, but you should bring it that day. So they point out, but you don't have to bring it at the same time. You don't mean, as long as you bring it that day, that's certainly the mitzvah l'chatchila. The Gemara even points out you can bring it that night. Normally, a korban cannot be brought at night. The Gemara points out, based on Pesukim, the Pesuk says, Biyom Tzavotot B'nei Yisrael, by Korbanot. Biyom Tzavotot, Korbanot, only during the day. But the nistachim for the korban that you brought during the day, you can bring at night, no problem. The nistachim is not an animal. It's just wine. Can be brought at night, certainly during the day. So you see that you could still fulfill the mitzvah of the korban if you bring the nistachim later that day. So they point out, yeah, same thing with Kriyat Shema. It's not bad. If you know the problem is, if you say Kriyat Shema and you have absolutely no intention of putting on tefillin that day. If you have absolutely no intention of putting on tefillin that day, so yeah, now you have a problem. But just like the Nisachim, as long as you bring it that day, you did the mitzvah. So as long as you can put on tefillin later, you did the mitzvah, it's not a problem. As long as you have every intention of putting on tefillin later, so then it's not going to be an issue at all. He points out the Ben Ish Chai, though, says you need to. The Ben Ish Chai says you need to have tefillin on for the pasuk of Kriyat Shema of the Akedah, where Rav Adi says, but we just showed you don't. If you're planning on putting on tefillin later that day, so then yeah, you don't have to put it on at all, because it's not me'idei du sheker. It's not a du sheker because you're not saying the first paragraph. It's not a problem of zevach v'lo nesachim because you're going to do it later that day. So then in fact, you do not have a problem. There's a Me'iri who says, no, it's only me'idei du sheker when you're doing it bedavka. Bedavka, I'm going to say Kriyat Shema, and I don't care about tefillin. Very strange person. But okay, if you did that, that's ki'ilu me'id edut sheker me'atzmo, de'atzmo, but otherwise, it's not quite as problematic. He points out here, there's a whole debate, what about Tisha B'Av? What about Tisha B'Av? The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nohagim shelo aniach tefillin b'Tisha B'Av b'Shacharit. The minhag is not to put on tefillin in Shacharit on Tisha B'Av. The problem is you're saying Kriyat Shema. The Rambam is you're saying the full Kriyat Shema, Shacharit. You're saying the full Kriyat Shema, not just the first Pasuk. Now we will put on tefillin at Mincha. That's clear. Regardless of what you do in the morning, you will put on tefillin by Mincha. So part of the calculation now is, so first of all, is that right? When the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Hagim, is that what he wants you to do, doesn't want you to do? The Minhag Eretz Yisrael since then has been developed, generally speaking, that they do wear tefillin for Shacharit. Rav Adi Yosef suggests, well, let's say you're in a place where they don't wear tefillin for Shacharit, such as Boca Raton. In Boca Raton, we do not wear tefillin for Shacharit on Tisha B'Av. He says, though, what you should do is at home, put on your tefillin at home, say Kriyat Shema, so now you won't be Me'idei du Sheker, and then you can put on tefillin at Mincha for Amidah to be part of the Sibur, but take it off before you come. If that's the Minag, you don't wear it to Shacharit, so we don't wear it to Shacharit, that's our practice. But he says, nonetheless, you should put it on at home, because maybe there's a Kriyat Shema should be said with tefillin by Zman, but also there's a, so you're not Me'idei du Sheker Basmo, you don't have this problem. The first Kriyat Shema you had the opportunity to do, you do during the day. He says in Eretz Yisrael now, the prevalent practice, it's not uniform, the prevalent practice, I'm not going to give you percentages, I don't know them, is to wear tefillin at Shacharit, even on Tisha B'Av. Again, not uniform. But even here, to at least put them on at home and say the brachot, and say the brachot of tefillin, of course, and then say Kriyat Shema, so you don't have this problem of Meidu to Sheker. He says even then, those who put on Rabbeinu Tam, so then take them off, put on Rabbeinu Tam, say Kriyat Shema, and then come to shul, which is why we start a little bit later. But so you don't have this problem of me'idei du sheker v'atzmo when you get to shacharit.